With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran's top diplomat holding talks with U.N. nuclear watchdogs in Geneva. Now, that's ahead of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran Tuesday. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
Oman is hosting U.S.-Iran talks in Geneva on Tuesday. The talks come after President Trump moved another aircraft carrier to the region. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said it's too early to tell if the talks will amount to any concrete changes.
They'll have meetings. We'll see what happens.
Iran launched a drill in the maritime area around Iran on Monday for the second time in weeks. State TV said it was a drill testing Iran's intelligence and operational capabilities in the Straits of Hormuz, the Persian Gulf, and the Oman Sea. I'm Karen Chamas.
Treasury Department setting up a website for whistleblower tips on fraud and money laundering. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that story.
In the wake of a scandal involving federal funds intended for social welfare programs in Minnesota, the U.S. Treasury is taking steps to root out fraud and abuse. Secretary Scott Bessent said his department would offer rewards to whistleblowers if a tip resulted in a successful enforcement action. The IRS is also launching a dedicated fraud task force focused on targeting the misuse of funding by 501c3 tax-exempt organizations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Bloodshed Monday at a youth hockey game in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Police say three people, including the suspect, fatally shot during the game. Three other victims hospitalized in critical condition. Later in the day, authorities say now they believe this shooting was possibly a targeted attack stemming from a family dispute. This is SRN News. Yet another warning concerning gambling. Here's Michael Harrington.
This one comes from USA Today, which has been doing research into the emerging data we have on legalized gaming in this country. And it concludes that 30% of 11 to 13-year-old boys and 41% of 14 to 17-year-old boys have bet on sports in the last 12 months. They all use legal betting apps in the states where they live, despite the fact they are underage. 31 states have legalized sports gambling so far. Others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
A judge blocking the Trump administration from cutting off hundreds of millions in public health grants to four Democratic-led states and issues the promotion of transgenderism and the use of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Department of Health and Human Services telling Congress it plans to withhold $600 million from California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. This is SRN News. Amtrak overhauling its fleet in a big way. Here's Bill Alexander.
Amtrak has rolled out its first next-generation Aero train, built for more comfort, better reliability, and modern connectivity. The first Aero sets will run on the Cascades route in the Pacific Northwest, with production wrapping in 2026. Northeast regional trains are next. That means the Washington, D.C. area, with testing starting this year and service expected in 2027.
Robert Duvall, the Oscar-winning actor whose classic roles included the Wily Confidant in the first two Godfather movies, is gone at the age of 95. He first gained notice for a very small part as a reclusive neighbor in To Kill a Mockingbird. He won an Academy Award as Best Actor for portraying the over-the-hill country music singer in Tender Mercies. He also appeared in A Lonesome Dove and many others. More details, srnnews.com.